welcome everyone and thank you for joining us for this, I would call it a momentous occasion for our city to have the return of the Black Lens. You know, I'm very fortunate to have been part of the history of the Black Lens when Sandy, as many of you have heard me say, she had this vision. I go, were you drinking or smoking something? I don't know which one it was. And to want to have the paper and for her to tell the stories of local Black people in a positive way, not only local, but national and global. You hear Sandy would say all the time, you change people's hearts by the stories, not by legislation. It's a painful lesson I have learned already. So I'm excited to see this publication, to see this publication and the commitment of the Spokesman Review, Rob, and our community partners who have stepped up and made this absolutely possible. When the Black Lens was stopped, when we lost our dear friend Sandy, there was a void of communication in our city, a void amongst Black people, because that's how we got our information, and it was a void of Black things of interest to the rest of the community. So there was a real disconnect, and we were all lost. But now it's back, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. I think it's exciting times. I just have to bring your attention to all the young people that are in this article, Black Joy. So we'll hear a little bit more about that. But thank you, and again, remember, in Spokane, we all belong. The Black Lens is another testament that in Spokane, we all belong. And I'm going to turn it over to our Senator Maria Cantwell to have a few words. Senator, please.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you and congratulations on your recent election to council president. So I'm sure that you have a lot to do. I wanted to quote somebody who's really relevant today. I'm probably going to say, and that is that, you know, our work on continuing to protect the free press is really important. Thomas Jefferson once said, as long as the presses can be protected, our citizens may be advised, and the presses can protect what we know can be trusted information. That's so important today because if we don't have the diversity of voices, if we don't have people competing with information from a variety of sources, it affects all of us. But today we're here to celebrate the Black Lens and its relaunch and to talk about its view and the voices that exist here in Spokane. I especially want to thank Sandy's family, her mother, Wilhelmina, her brother Rick, as well as Natasha Hill and the interim editor of the Black Lens, and Rob Curley from the Spokesman Review for making this a reality. We need more voices and certainly more diversity in the free press. I'm also happy that this is at the start of Black History Month, and not a better time could be had than to celebrate that with the relaunch of the Black Lens. We were all heartbroken to learn of Sandy Williams and her partner Patricia Hicks in the horrific accident that took their lives. She really was a force of nature in this community, and she was the Black Lens. She made it happen. As her brother observed, quote, it was really a way for her to keep an ear to the community, end quote. Local journalism is essential. It's the strength of our democracy, and it has to be based on the truth, and it has to be transparent. Local journalists are on the ground asking important questions and countering misinformation and holding those in power accountable. Sandy understood this. She really did. The newspaper's election issues and other Black Lens reporters never shied away from asking tough questions about important issues to the African-American voters. That community focuses why the more than 70% of Americans today say that they trust their local media outlets. A different story when you're talking about the national and cable news. Small print and radio and TV rooms, we know, have been cannibalized by the online digital world, and we have to fight to make sure that they can continue to have their voices heard. U.S. and local news outlets are closing on average one every 2 days. Here in Washington, the robust news ecosystem in Spokane is a little bit of an outlier, thanks to the Spokesman Review and Mr. Curley, and now the Black Lens. It is showing that you can figure out a way to bring the diversity of voices to the people here in Spokane and to our region. Sound Publishing's owner, the Black Press, just filed for bankruptcy last month. They own 35 newspapers and websites in Washington, including the Everett Herald, the Port Angeles Daily News, the Aberdeen Daily World, and weeklies in Bellevue, Bothell, Issaquah, and Mercer Island. So papers we know in other parts of our state, like Yakima and Walla Walla, are now only printed 3 days a week. So this situation is truly dire. So what's being pulled off here today is monumental. It is the kind of counter event that we want to see, that we're growing journalism, we're growing the diversity of voices, and we're holding those in office and power accountable to answer the questions that the community most cares about. Under Sandy's leadership, the Black Lens print edition grew from 12 to 24 pages and about 1,300 copies. The new arrangement expands on that vision, and today the Black Lens will be able to reach the 60,000 Spokesman Review readers. Quite an accomplishment. These innovative community-based models like this one that help local journalism survive is something that people all across the United States should be paying attention to. I believe we need to look at this as more like a national approach, and that's why we have continued to lead the charge to try to support local newspapers and broadcasters to keep journalists on the job during the pandemic, and now to continue that as we continue to fight to make sure that some of the business models that have been undermined by the online world continue to make sure that they are held accountable so that we can preserve what Thomas Jefferson had said was so important to our nation. So, we're here to say local journalism is growing, that Sandy's voice is still alive, that this view, like the Black Lens, is the right direction for Spokane and the right direction for the state of Washington. Thank you.
Natasha's coming. You guys do know there's 29 days in February, so in honor of Sandy, we got one extra day this month to celebrate Black History. Natasha, come on.
And how well deserved, right?
Yes, how well deserved.
And thank you, Council President Wilkerson. Thank you, Senator Cantwell, for coming down to celebrate. I think one of the great things that we get to show with this relaunch is that we have support for the Black Lens at every level. Right, at the federal level, at the state level, at the local level. I'm just really excited to be here as the new editor of the Black Lens, and I think, you know, just to really give tribute to the work that you've done with legislation and bringing attention to how, and you, to use your words, how essential this is. Local journalism does unite our communities, and this is exactly what the Black Lens's mission is and what it will continue to do. We have set this up as a new independent nonprofit. It will have partnerships, but it will be independent. This is a voice for the Black community here in Spokane to tell stories, to share news and events from their perspective, and a place where people can go to find what's happening in community so we can find places together that really celebrate the culture, Black culture, and it's for everyone, right? We can all celebrate together, and it's important that we lift up the voices here in our Black community. Again, we've got a whole series of relaunch events to really, you know, celebrate the importance of this, and we have to pay tribute and respect to our founder, Sandra Williams, and everything that she did to bring this to life. So our goal is to carry that legacy forward, allow this to be a reflection of the community. And so with these relaunch events, we want to invite as many people in and get the word out as far as possible. So tonight we're at the steam plant from 6 to 8. Senator Cantwell is going to be there to share words. Mayor Brown will be joining us along with Council President Wilkerson and our new NAACP President, Lisa Gardner. We're also going to have new board members that we're introducing. But to get this started, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the blessing and the work of the Williams family. Rick Williams is on the board along with Renika Williams. And so we're so honored to be able to work with the family on this and ensure that Sandy's mission is met and that this paper continues to live and to thrive here in the Spokane community. And we have somebody extra special that we get to have with us and continue this legacy here in Spokane, which is Wilhelmina Williams, Sandy's mother. If you saw Sandy here in community, you almost always saw Wilhelmina with her. And we will always be inviting her to join us, whatever we do, because we want to continue to have her be the face of this paper as well. So I'm just really excited. We also have an event coming up February 6th with Gonzaga, The Sound of Black Music. Another great event to really celebrate the culture that we have. And during Black History Month, with that extra day, we gotta be able to, we're gonna make sure we use that time to get the message out about how important our Black history is, intertwined obviously with American history. We're all part of the same history. Shining a light on different communities is really important. And going back to the importance of independent journalism, every community should be able to replicate what we're doing now with the Black lens. That way any community can have a paper and a media and a place to lift up their voices and to share what's happening and bring people together. So we really want to work well with our partners, with the Spokesman Review, with a new nonprofit named Comma, and eventually bringing together a newsroom at Gonzaga. This is going to impact Spokane in so many ways, and it just feels really good to be part of the catalyst behind that. So I just want to thank everyone here. Thank you, Senator Cantwell. This is such an honor, and to have that level of support, and we're going to do everything we can to be the example of why legislation needs to continue to pass, why we need to support these bills, and ensure that our newspapers aren't being bought up by corporations and hedge funds, and we can own our paper, and we can save independent journalism.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I think I get the honor now of introducing Renika Williams, who is not just Sandy's daughter, but somebody who's contributed to this paper, who's been a part of it. And we get to bring her in to continue that and work with her and her expertise to make this paper as good as it can be.
I just want to say thank you so much to Natasha. Thank you so much, Senator Cantwell. Thank you, Betsy. And to everyone else out in the community that's helped to, you know, not only bring this paper back to life, but to continue my mom's vision. When I think about my mom and this paper, I think about how she worked on it in her office day and night, and how she kind of really put her whole heart and her whole being into this paper. And it wasn't just for her, it was for the community. And that's the one thing that she really focused on the most, is really serving the community to the best of her ability. And I think that just seeing how the entire Spokane community has rallied against or to bring this paper back to life and to share the stories of the community and share the Black joy that has come out of this paper is just something that's incredible to watch. And I'm just really honored, actually, you know, even as being part of the family, to be a part of bringing this back to life and helping the community and just lifting everyone up. I think that's the most important thing that could come out of this. So I'm just really, really grateful to be a part of this, and to everyone who gets to read the paper, we're so excited to be back.